training is often offered to members of companies, organisations and corporations, particularly when they work in a customer-facing role. First aid training is also used in roles where vulnerable people are cared for, such as elderly care or similar situations. The role of a first aider is to carry out any necessary physical procedures, but it is also vital that they do not panic. The better you are aware of the procedures we teach in this course, the less likely you are to panic. With knowledge comes self-control and general control of a usually worrying situation. 7-step reaction. There are 7 steps to your role as a first aider. St. John's Ambulance use these steps when teaching the suitable reaction to an emergency situation, which are described as following. 1. Assess the situation quickly and calmly. Safety. Are you or they in any danger? Is it safe for you to go up to them? Scene. What caused the accident or situation? How many casualties are there? Situation. What's happened? How many people are involved and how old are they? What do you think the main injuries could be? 2. Protect yourself and them from any danger. Always protect yourself first. Never put yourself at risk. Only move them to safety if leaving them would cause them more harm. If you can't make an area safe, call 999 or 112 for emergency help. 3. Prevent infection between you and them. Wash your hands or use alcohol gel. Wear disposable gloves. Don't touch an open wound without gloves on. Don't breathe, cough, or sneeze over a wound or a casualty. 4. Comfort and reassure. Stay calm and take charge of the situation. Introduce yourself to them and help gain their trust. Explain what's happening and why. Say what you're going to do before you do it. 5. Assess the casualty. If there's more than one casualty, help those with life-threatening conditions first. Start with the primary survey and deal with any life-threatening conditions. Then, if you've dealt with these successfully, move on to the secondary survey. 6. First aid treatment. Prioritise the most life-threatening conditions. Then move on to less serious ones. Get help from others if possible. 7. Arrange for the right kind of help. Call 999 for an ambulance if you think it's serious. Take or send them to hospital if it's a serious condition but is unlikely to get worse. For a less serious condition, call 111 for medical advice in England. Suggest they see their doctor if they are concerned about a less serious condition. Advise them to go home to rest, but to seek help if they feel worse. Stay with them until you can leave them in the right care. If you are first on scene to a situation where someone requires first aid, it can be easy to panic. The better you are aware of what to do, the less your mind will flounder. Therefore, it is a good idea to memorise the steps above. There is also an acronym that covers the same procedure in a slightly different way. This may help you remember how to react if the previous steps are too long-winded. DRS ABC. DRS ABC is universally used as a way to memorise being first on scene. Here's how it works. Danger. Is there any further danger to yourself or the person needing first aid? Response. Is the patient responsive? Shout for help. Can you call or ring anyone for help at this point? Airway. Is the person's airway open? Breathing. Are they breathing? Circulation. Do they have a pulse? Are they bleeding? We will go further into these details as we explore conditions that you may encounter as we work through the course. Staying calm. The knowledge that you have will vanish if you panic when you need to use it. Therefore, it's important that you know how to calm yourself in any situation. This can be difficult if someone is hurt or taken ill very quickly. When you become stressed, which you undoubtedly would in a first aid situation, your adrenaline will begin to race. You will get shaky, lightheaded, and may even want to run away, panic, or even freeze and hope someone else will deal with the problem. You truly cannot do this if you are first on scene in a first aid situation, because someone could die. In addition to this, you would never get over not acting to help someone when they needed you.